A person who is two-faced, who is deceitful, in the Arabic language is known as Dhul Wajhain. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi also speaks about deceit, dishonesty, but particularly when it comes to the business place, when it comes to business transactions. The hadith and the incident is very famous that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed by a marketplace. And he passed by a particular businessman who was selling some grain, some wheat. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his hands into the parcel of wheat, he found that at the bottom there was some wetness, some moisture. So he asked the seller that, "What is this?" So the person replied that last night it had rained and some water had come onto my wheat, onto my grain. And therefore I put this portion of the wheat, of the grain at the bottom of the stack so that people do not see. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then told him that, "Why don't you take this wet portion out and put it on top of the heap, on top of the stack, so that people can see the defect, they can see the true quality of the grain that you are selling." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." That person who deceives us, who is dishonest, then he is not from amongst us. Ulama explained, falaysa minna, what is the meaning of this? That although a person may be a Muslim, and he proclaims kalima, and he does everything else like a Muslim, he goes to the masjid, he reads his salah, he discharges his zakat, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself is declaring, laysa minna, he is not from my group, from my jama'at. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself is declaring his independence from such a person. A person who is deceitful, dishonest when it comes to business dealings and transactions. And this also ties up with another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he mentions that ad-deen un-nasiha. The true essence of deen of Islam is to be a well-wisher and to have the best interests of the next person at heart. When it comes to business dealings and transaction, then on one hand we understand that a person has to provide for his family, he has to go to work, and this is also a great ibadat in itself, providing halal rozi for a person's family, sustenance. But on the other hand, also ulama explained that if we just correct our intention, that on one hand I need to provide for my family, I need to earn a halal living, but on the other hand, make it your intention that whatever I am selling, whatever I am providing in the marketplace, I am doing it as a service to the community. The people need this item at a particular price. They can come to me and get it very easily at a good price without being deceived. So a person is fulfilling this need that is in the community, this will be added reward for him. There was a sahabi by the name of Jarir bin Abdullah al-Bajari radiyallahu anhu. And this sahabi heard of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deen un-nasiha. The true deen, the essence of true deen, is where a person is a well-wisher, he has the best interest of the next person at heart. So on one occasion he went and he purchased a horse from somebody. And after some discussion, the seller agreed on a price of 300 dirhams. Both of them were happy. Jarir radiallahu anhu paid the 300 dirhams and he took the horse back. And when he reached his home and he inspected this horse and he rode this horse, he found that it was of a very high pedigree, a very high quality. So therefore he went back to the seller and he told him that, "I don't feel that 300 dirhams was the correct price for this horse. Why don't you take some more?" So the seller of course was taken aback. He told him, "Okay, 400. He said, "No, I think it's worth a bit more, 500, 600. Eventually he paid 800 dirhams. So over double the original selling price. But this is because of the one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ad-deen un-nasiha. That the essence of true deen is to have that person's best interest at heart. Now ask ourselves in our businesses, it should not be that our mindset is, "I just have to make the sale. So whatever it is, I'll talk up my product, I'll make the person think that he needs what I am selling, and he'll pay whatever price I ask him to pay, and I make the sale, I have made my profit for the day and I am happy." But rather that we put ourselves in that person's shoes. The customer walking into my shop, the person who is coming to me with a need, what is his need at the moment? He wants to get this item at a certain price. I may lose a few rands on this deal, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it back to a person in some other way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover up. He'll put barakat in a person's wealth. So when it comes to our business dealings, there are two aspects. On one hand is the spirituality of our businesses. What is the mansha, the mizaj of deen? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us? How should we conduct ourselves? And on the other hand, the masail, the laws when it comes to doing business. If a person has to open any fiqh kitab, then there are many chapters, kitabul buyu, how to deal, how to do business dealings, how to transact, what is permissible, what is impermissible, what is desired, what is not desired. So for us to go to the ulama and learn these things, how many times businesses are running for many years, but a person is doing his business completely incorrectly. And if the correct Sharia law had to be applied, then all his transactions will be null and void. So we have to go to the ulama and learn, how do we do business? There was a sahabi in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by the name of Habban bin Munqidh. And this sahabi, he was not very shrewd when it came to business. And therefore, whenever he would go into the marketplace to purchase something or to sell something, he would easily be deceived. And people knew of this. They would take advantage of him. So because of dishonesty when it comes to business, because of the emphasis that Sharia has placed on this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that whenever you do any business deal, then say to the person that you are transacting with, La khilaba. La khilaba means, quite literally, that do not deceive me. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, that if you mention these words, La khilaba, then whenever you do a deal, you will then have 3 days grace. And if you go back and you find that you have been deceived, then it is binding on the person who did the transaction with you to take the goods back, to give you your money back. And in this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam protected this person. So we understand the great emphasis that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself had. And in Madinah Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah at that time, we find that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu in his khilafat, he would not allow any people to just go into the marketplace and trade. But rather only those who, in our terms we'll say ulama, those who understand the masail of business, those who are well versed, he allowed those people to trade in the marketplace. So this great emphasis that this is one very important aspect of our deen, and something that most of us are involved in our daily lives. A person goes to his shop, his business, he's involved in buying and selling. Let us try and correct this aspect of our life, learn from the ulama, and at the same time, let us be there to assist the next person. Somebody cannot pay, somebody needs terms, or somebody is battling, we know the person's condition. So then when we look at that person favorably, we treat him in a good way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also treat us favorably. That person who assists somebody in this world, then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that on the day of Qiyamah, when a person is in complete need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist a person, will come to a person's rescue. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.